Discover why self-preservation is a powerful ally and start using it to achieve your goals in all areas of your life. Let's find out what you need to know so that you can learn to use what you have to succeed. Our world has changed, and it's continuing to rapidly change. Jobs, careers, and businesses are consistently disappearing. Even the way we learn and discover new things has been altered forever. Sounds a little scary? Don't be afraid. Be ready. It's your time to take control, design, and build a magnificent dream life and a thriving dream business that's filled with power. Because you are not powerless, you are powerful. No matter what's going on in our world, your power to achieve exists now, in the present moment. This is your time to do life with power by starting where you are and deciding to build your magnificent dream life and to fund that life by building your profitable dream business. I am your host, goal achievement strategist and business coach, Pat Counsell. Welcome to Designing Your Life Today, the podcast where you will discover keys to designing and building your magnificent dream life and your profitable dream business. Get solutions, get strategies, get ideas, get inspired, and most importantly, start getting results. All you have to do is open your mind and make the commitment to take action. If you're ready to win, then it's time to do life with power. Hello, Power Achievers, and welcome to Designing Your Life Today. I am goal achievement strategist and business coach, Pat Counsell. Now, we're talking about the value of self-preservation. This is one of the keys to using what you already have to succeed, to achieve those amazing goals that you have, to achieve your fitness goals. And actually, self-preservation can inspire you to achieve your fitness goals. So let's talk a little bit about the value of self-preservation. Now, we all have the instinct of self-preservation. It's in us to survive, to take care of ourselves, to really want to do what it takes to have a great life. This is why so many people worry when they don't have enough money because they think they're not going to have enough food or shelter or things that they need in order to sustain a healthy, happy life. But because we all have this instinct of self-preservation, we sometimes forget that it's there. And sometimes it's confused with selfishness. And because of that, we can easily put our attention on the wrong things. And maybe I shouldn't say the wrong things, but things that don't serve us, things that bring very little value into our lives, or situations and things that bring more stress into our lives, which makes us less likely to preserve ourselves because we become more unhealthy, and situations that we put our attention on that really we can't do anything about because it's not within our calling or a part of one of our talents. We put our attentions on that and let it stress us out. So this interferes with our self-preservation. And I think we do that because we think if we don't put our attention on every little chaotic thing that's going on, and if we don't act like we want or are concerned about all of this, and it doesn't mean you shouldn't be concerned, but if we don't, you know, watch every minute of everything on the news, then I think we think that we're being selfish, or we think we're being uninformed, we think that we are being insensitive, and that's just not the case. So when we talk about putting our attention on the wrong things, I'm saying that we take our attention off our well-being and we sacrifice ourselves for what we convince ourselves is the greater good. And part of what we consider to be the greater good could be working too much overtime or taking care of others more than you take care of yourself. I mean, stop and think for a minute right now. Let's think for a minute. In what ways do you neglect yourself or the things that you desire? Do you leave these things out? Do you ignore the things that mean the most to you? And, or do you say that it doesn't matter when in fact it really does? Do you neglect your health because you're so busy caring for someone else's health? So take a look at you. And at this moment, I want you to think of some of the ways that you are neglecting yourself. Now, when you when you are neglecting yourself, you stop paying attention to yourself, then what you are doing is you're kind of operating outside of self-preservation. This is why it becomes harder for you to eat healthy because you grab something on the go, some fast food that might not be good for you, or you find it harder to exercise because you put it on the back burner because you're working overtime. And in some cases you feel like, you know what? I absolutely need this money. So you sacrifice your health and you sacrifice preserving you. So think about that for a moment. Where are you neglecting yourself? Now, sometimes self-preservation is confused with self-centeredness. And I wanted to talk about that today on this Tone It Up Tuesday because there is a distinct difference between the two. And I think that because we think that self-preservation and self-centeredness, we think that it's the same thing. I think we kind of ignore who we really want to be. We hold back on all of the amazing gifts and talents that we have, and we hold back on really kind of flaunting what it is we have. And it doesn't mean not showing off in an arrogant manner, but I'm talking about not holding back on being the successful, powerful person that you are. Remember, you have in you what you need to succeed. And the object of the game is for you to really let it come out. This will actually cause you to solve a lot of challenges that you may have. I can tell you, when it came to exercising or eating right, and I would prefer a donut over perhaps an apple, I can tell you it was because I was putting everyone and everything else first, before me. Everyone was first in my life. And so I allowed others to convince me that it was more important to cater to their needs than to consider my needs as well as theirs. Okay. So you don't have to leave someone out to take care of you, but the object of the game is not to leave yourself out. So let's talk or find out, like, what is the distinct difference between self-preservation and self-centeredness? First of all, self-centeredness stems from an attitude of kind of malice or anger or really selfishness. And it carries with it this blatant disregard for others. And sadly enough, it's rooted in low self-esteem. Because when you neglect others, when you treat others poorly, then you are, because you're making it all about you in that sense, when you're being self-centered and you're neglecting everyone, well, you really don't think that much of yourself, because how you treat others is a reflection of what you think of yourself. Have you ever met a self-centered person who they just think really highly of themselves? And there's nothing wrong with thinking that you're amazing, because you are. You're magnificent. You're all of the above. There's nothing wrong with that. But have you ever met a person who thinks that they can do everything, they know everything, they're better than everyone else, and everyone's beneath them? Well, the thing about that is that's kind of a self-centered type behavior, and that's more on the side of low self-esteem. So that's not about self-preservation. That's actually more of self-deprivation, if you will. They're depriving themselves of the opportunity to love and be loved, to make a connection that will actually allow them to preserve themselves on a higher level, or in a way where they will actually kind of care about themselves in such a manner where they can express that to someone else. So people like that end up being very, very lonely. So self-centeredness, it does stem from, it's rooted in low self-esteem. Now let's talk about self-preservation. Self-preservation comes with an attitude of love for yourself. And with that self-preservation comes that strong desire to live because you want to be there for your loved ones. You want them to not feel sad because you, let's say, passed away early because you didn't even take care of yourself. You didn't do what it took to preserve perhaps the long life that you were supposed to have. So self-preservation is something that's important. Self-preservation will allow you to not only preserve yourself, but it is necessary for you to preserve your environment. So you'll get to take care of yourself as well as others. And you will clearly understand the importance of taking care of yourself when it comes to self-preservation. Physically, you will pay attention to your body. You're not going to neglect yourself. And it doesn't mean that some of us don't go through things where we do neglect ourselves. I can tell you when the real estate market crashed and I was trying to figure out, okay, what am I going to do with my life? Which direction am I going to go in? When all of these things took place, then I can tell you right now, physically, you know, my physical person took a back seat. Okay. I did nothing to preserve myself. If anything, it's a good thing there's grace because, potato chips, ice cream, cake, all the things that I should not have been eating. Those were my comfort foods. They became my best friends. So the thing is that physically, I was not paying attention to my body. But here's the thing. Think about that for a minute. For me to do that, okay, then I went into a mode of self-centeredness. I made it all about me. And in the sense that, hey, this is only happening to me. Why me? Understand the difference. And because when you're self-centered, that's really what you think, and you're not taking care of yourself because you go into your pity party mode. At least I did. And most people will do that when they have a crisis. But what happened was I realized that, wait a minute, this is not just happening to me. This is happening to others. This is actually how Designing Your Life Today, the podcast, was born, because I wanted to do something to help others. But and this is like a great catch 22, but I knew I had to take care of myself and start taking care of myself so that I could even do the podcast, which brings me to the next point. Mentally, you will pay attention to what you're allowing into your mind. No negativity. You will get rid of the negativity. You won't allow that to dominate your life. You won't become the voice of doom and gloom. Have you ever seen a person that's really self-centered? They take tantrums. You know, me, it's, why are you doing this to me? Why do these kinds of things always happen to me? So they start to whine a little bit and they get really upset if they don't get their way. So there's a distinct difference. On the other hand, self-preservation says, you know what? I value who I am. I value my mind. And I value the fact that I'm here to deliver a great gift. So as a result, you know what? I don't want any negativity. I don't want to hear any doom and gloom. Does that mean that you're not aware of that things are happening around you in life? No, one has nothing to do with the other. What it means is that you know that things are happening around you. And they're not all pleasant, but what you decided to do is to let your talents come forward and to do your part, because that's how things become better. When everyone steps up and steps out and start to make things happen, then things do become better. Now, the other thing about self-preservation is emotionally, you will take care of yourself, and you're going to do that by paying attention to, once again, who you allow in your space and what you allow to go in to your mind. You're not going to let anyone or anything put you down or bring you down. And if there's someone in your space who puts you down, you're either going to kind of remove yourself from their presence, or if they're, of course, in your house or it's a friend or something, you may politely ask them to leave. Or find a reason to get them to go. But either way, you're not going to let anyone stay in your space who puts you down, because you realize that emotionally, it's a form of emotional abuse, which turns into stress and which affects you physically. So self-preservation, there again, it is not this awful thing that we want to make it out to be. When it comes to your emotional well-being, you're going to want to surround yourself with people who are empowering, honest, and people who truly care about you. And guess what? Because of your desire to preserve yourself, you're going to care about them also. And of course, spiritually, you will spend time strengthening your spirit. The thing about strengthening your spirit is this also strengthens your discipline. So when it strengthens your discipline, then what happens is you actually go to a whole nother level in life at that point. And now you're strong. You're strong emotionally, mentally, physically, and spiritually. And you're strong enough to handle this new magnificent life that is coming your way, because you're actually doing what it takes to make it happen. And so self-preservation is a big deal, you guys. And the thing is, you can't help others if you neglect yourself. And I kind of touched on that earlier. Self-preservation, it's about preserving you so that you will have a body, a soul, and spirit. And keeping in mind that the soul is the mind, the will, and the emotions. It's made up of those three things. So this does cover all of the four power cores that I often talk about. So you're going to have a body, a soul, and a spirit that is strong enough to carry out your inspired destiny, because that's what it's going to take. So with that being said, let's kind of wrap up as I give you a little bit more insight on self-preservation, and then we'll move on with our wonderful Tuesday. Now, the reasons that you, I guess, more compelling reasons to kind of, you know, want to preserve yourself is that self-preservation is what causes you to exercise when you don't feel like it. It causes you to eat healthy foods instead of a bunch of sweets. And listen, make no mistake about it. If you guys have been listening to this podcast beyond, I don't know, maybe 2 or 3 years, then you know I have a sweet tooth. But here's the thing, you know, no sugar, no candy. Or I should say, I keep the sugar to almost none, because there are probably some foods that I eat, like maybe barbecue sauce periodically, and it has a little bit of sugar on it. So I don't want to say no sugar. But the point is that I make a conscious effort to eat healthy foods, and I almost rarely eat barbecue sauce on anything. So self-preservation will do that. It's going to cause you to exercise when you don't feel like it. There are times when I don't feel like it, but I push myself to do it 6 days a week. Okay. And before, hit and miss. Self-preservation, it gives you the discipline to walk away from situations that bring you unhealthy stress. It's just not worth it. So self-preservation is pretty good, right? And also, it will definitely make you want to take care of yourself. Now, if you're thinking, wait a minute, this is self-care, then guess what? You are absolutely right. And only thing is, only caring for yourself is what allows you to preserve yourself. So the two, they're kind of like first cousins. And doing what it takes to make sure that you are healthy, happy, and whole is what self-preservation is all about. And there's nothing bad or wrong with that. As a matter of fact, that's something that you want to make a priority in your life. So as we wrap up, I want to give you guys a power action to pay attention to. And you want to actually act on it as quickly as possible. So here's the thing. First of all, make a list of some of the ways that you've been neglecting yourself. And I asked you to do that in the beginning, to kind of think about it. And so now I want you to write it down. And number two, list some things that you can do to put more positive attention on yourself. All of the things that you've written down where you've neglected yourself, I want you in an opposite column right next to that, right? What could you do to turn that around? And then the final thing I want you to do is I want you to put a date that you're going to start doing it. Because when we start to preserve ourselves and we do it in the right way and we think about it in terms of self-preservation and we get away from the self-centeredness, then everything's going to be so much better for all of us. And before you know it, we'll be doing life with power. You guys have a great Tone It Up Tuesday.